Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's the Midday 180 served up by Wendy's. We have discussed quite a bit over the last couple of months about MLS coming to Nashville, the stadium proposal over at the fairgrounds, and the behind-the-scenes battles that have been going on. And, for instance, the sports arena over at the fairgrounds means a great deal to a lot of people, like David Reed, for instance, who grew up going and still attends events at the fairgrounds sports arena. It is marked for demolition. And Double J Jeff Jarrett has the NWA 70th anniversary show that's coming up that could quite honestly be the last big show in that arena. Right, Reed?
Yeah, he could actually. And that's something that was kind of an oversight in a lot of the talk of what's going on over the fairgrounds with the MLS deal. But so this event that's coming up on October the 21st is the 70th anniversary of the NWA. Might be your last chance, but even if it's not your last chance, it's your best chance to see some great wrestling in Nashville for the rest of the year in 2018. Refresh off the heels of All In, which went down in Chicago 2 weeks ago. Not the biggest event of the year as far as professional wrestling goes, but the best event. And that was because Cody Rhodes, the son of Dusty Rhodes, the son of a plumber, won the NWA title from Nick Aldis. That rematch will be going down on October 21st at the Nashville's Fairgrounds Sports Arena as part of the 70th anniversary of the NWA. And here to talk about it, a Hall of Famer, a man who has held that 10 pounds of gold himself, Double J, Jeff Jarrett. Jeff, how are you this afternoon?
Hello, Mr. Reed, and you know, I don't think you guys need me anymore. All you got to do is say tickets go on sale Friday morning at 9 a.m., and I'll just sort of take it with the midday guys and talk some Titans football and sit back and enjoy a nice Wednesday afternoon on the golf course. Life is tough for those guys, huh?
It is. It really is. We should all have it so bad in our lives. But this event that's coming up, we discussed it a little bit yesterday. The history of the Fairgrounds Sports Arena and the history of professional wrestling go hand in hand. And all of the greats who have held that NWA World's Heavyweight title over the course of the years have been there at that arena. We're talking Dusty Rhodes and Ricky Steamboat and Sting and Harley Race, Ric Flair. And it will be returning to the Fairgrounds, rightfully so, I think, to be defended again by Cody Rhodes against Nick Aldis coming up at this big event. What else is going on to kind of celebrate the 70th anniversary of the NWA there?
Well, Reed, you know, you're forgetting one instant Matt classic, and that was the infamous Jerry Lawler versus Andy Kaufman.
Yes, yes.
But no, all kidding aside, no, it's pretty amazing that how things have sort of developed, and for another time and another place to get into a political discussion. But no, what you said was this is potentially your last opportunity. I certainly hope not. You know, that building has housed wrestling for over 40 years, and with all the land around town, certainly they can find, it doesn't take up a lot of acreage. But no, the 70th anniversary, the NWA's made a bit of a resurgence back in the early days of TNA, 2002 to 2006 or 7. The NWA was a big part of TNA. But recently it's made a resurgence. It was one of the headlining matches, as you mentioned, 2 weeks ago in Chicago. And here we are. I'm fortunate enough to be able to, with Global Force, we're the live event promoters of bringing the NWA 70th anniversary. And as you said, it sits on top. Cody Rhodes, the grandson of a plumber, going to be defending his title against Nick Aldis in the rematch. They're also going to be crowning a brand new national champion in names like Tully Blanchard, Magnum TA, and several other names. So it's really, really, I'm very honored to be a part of this, to be a part of bringing it to Nashville. I feel like I got sort of lucky and we fell into it. And like I said earlier, tickets go on sale. Obviously, everybody in this market knows that the sports arena, you know, doesn't house some 10, 15, 20,000 seats. It's a small, intimate setting, around 2,000. We're still trying to figure out a few of the production kills, but 9 a.m. Friday morning at NWA70.com is where tickets are on sale. It's NWA70.com. Tickets go on sale 9 a.m. And I have a feeling they're going to go fast, Reed.
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett, our guest on the Midday 180. Double J, I know you're a world traveler in every sense of the term. Where were you on Sunday during the Titans rain delay? Were you at the Palace in Hendersonville?
Well, I didn't want to waste you guys' time, but, you know, you're out on the golf course having a good time talking football, and I'll share my story quickly. I was in Manchester, England, and I was at a two-day convention, and we worked our rear ends off, but I finished up around 6 or 7 o'clock Sunday evening, which was, and that's UK time, so about kickoff time, and I got back, and I was all ready to watch the game, and I started dozing because my body clock's off. And lo and behold, 3 in the morning, whatever time it was, 2 in the morning, I wake up and the dadgum game is still going on. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. And to make matters worse is when they came back up to the second delay, we all know what happened there. So, it wasn't real good for Double J and his Titan viewing, watching. I'm just glad that one's in our rearview mirror, but man, it was heartbreaking when you hear the words, when I heard the words come out of, on the play-by-play, and I was actually listening to the game on the app at that point, 104.5 The Zone. I was listening to you guys with the injury of Delaney. That's heartbreaking, yeah. Man. He's heart and soul of the team, and wish him nothing but the best. But, hey, we've got a long season in front of us, and my only regret today is that this show isn't called Midday Minus One because, unfortunately, Karski's on the air, right?
Hardy har.
Good to hear your voice, Paul.
Yeah, likewise. Hey. Likewise with you. We're going to move back to stuff people are interested in shortly.
Double J, well, thank you, man.
Yeah, we can't get Cosell back on, can we? Because they certainly aren't interested in Paul. You guys have a great day. NWA70.com. Thanks, man.
You got it. Jeff Jarrett has been our guest. Paul, that was excellent.
Thank you. Hit the button. Said my piece. Hit the button.
Yep. You guys have, you've really come a long way, honestly.
Like, can't you see that we love each other?
You really do.
You guys just exchanging barbs left and right. That's all you do now.
Up next is a guitar shot to Paul's head.
Yeah. They got a card. Hey, it's a good thing Reed has a closet full of cardboard guitars over here. They use them all the time on Squared Circle Radio.
Not fake guitars, Paul. And if you want to find that out for sure, then we can set that up.
Yeah.
People would pay money for that.
They didn't cut themselves with razor blades. They didn't cut themselves with razor blades. That was natural blood that resulted from the...
Okay, so there's Paul's mic being cut off. So I can tell you once again, October 21st at the Nashville Fairgrounds Sports Arena, the 70th anniversary of the NWA. The tickets go on sale this Friday. Jeff said 9 o'clock. Let's make it 9:05 so I can make sure I can get my tickets because this thing is going to sell out fast. That website, once again, NWA70.com.
615-737-1045. Remember, primary complaint is coming up.
I can see Paul panic trying to hit the on button with Reed turning his mic
on. For once, Paul knew how to turn his mic on.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how he figured it out.
Well, it's my lone focus. I wasn't engaged in the conversation, so all I had to do was push button.